In HaTeira, Parshas, Balak, Micha, Kapitel Vav, Pasuk, Gimel. The Navi asks, Ami, my nation, Me'a Sisi Lecha. Do you not know, are you not aware of all the good I've done for you? Everything I ever promised to bring you, to give you, you have received. Pay attention, Me'a Sisi Lecha. Notice all that I've done for you. And also, Umahel Eisicha, and how have I exhausted you? How have I worn you out? Is there something which I requested back from you which was too strong, too tough, too difficult? I gave you a lot of good, but I requested nothing back. Me'asisi lecha. Notice all that I've done for you, Umahel Eisicha, and how have I worn you out back? Have I over-requested, asked for too much? Anevi, answer, testify against me, says Hashem. The Beis and Ivishitz in Yarzvash Helicheni Joshe says that this pasuk is the yisoid of all the chait which goes on nowadays. Nowadays, we're not metaknik and mitzvahs the way we're supposed to. That is because we have a lack of simcha. We feel exhausted from mitzvahs. We feel helei sicha. We feel like mitzvahs are too much. Oh, I didn't have a mincha yet. Oh, I have to stop this and get involved in that mitzvah. Oh, I have a chavrusa now. Oh, we feel worn out, losing cheshek, not excited about doing a mitzvah. And therefore, we don't have to pay attention to mitzvahs. And therefore, we're not medakik in mitzvahs. All of our averis, says Rebbeinu Avishai, nowadays comes from not doing mitzvahs with simcha. Says the Goyim, he understands, have invented many, many interesting mitzvahs which involve pain. Stam, to give lashes, to walk barefoot in the snow. We don't have mitzvahs like that. All of our mitzvahs are beautiful mitzvahs which are something which we can easily do. Some of them are more complicated, but if you have the right cheshek, you go along and do the mitzvahs. The Arizal says that the Golus has lasted so long because we are not Mekayim, the mitzvahs b'simcha, like it says in the Teichacha. Why is all the Teichacha happen? Why are all the Tzaras happening? Why is the Golus so long? Tachat HaShalo, Yavat HaShem, Lekacha b'simcha, Atul Leibel. Continues Rebbeinu and Abishad's bringing. He says, if we would care more about mitzvahs, we would have more of a simcha for them. We would pay attention, we would be machmer more. We'd be able to completely do the mitzvahs properly, without all different types of kulis. And then he says a beautiful verse. After the Teichacha in Parshas Kisavoy, the long Teichacha, the pasuk says, in Parshas Nitzavim, V'haya and Obi, V'shamay divrei ha'ala hazois, when someone hears the words of this Teichacha of Kisavoy, V'izbarach b'lvavi leima shalom yezli. He says, I'll be okay. He b'shriras libi elach. I'll go with how I see fit. So the Torah, lo yeva Hashem slach, Hashem will not forgive this person. V'rav tzavoy kala, Allah aksu v'sefer ezeh. All the Teichacha will happen to him. Frank Arrani said, I have two questions. First of all, if someone hears the Teichacha, maybe he'll have to be inspired. Why does the Torah say, someone can hear the Teichacha, what will be his result? He's going to say, I'll be okay. Why would someone say that? And if someone says that, how does it help when Hashem says, no, he's going to get all the Torah that's going to happen to him? Why does the Torah have to repeat and say, it already says the Torah. The Torah will come to pass in him. We know that. It already says the Torah. So there is an Avi says we have two Torah. We have the Torah in Parshas Kukoisai and the one in Parshas Kisavei, where there's a fundamental difference between the two. The one in Kukoisai is speaking about a Yid, or a period when all of Klai Yisrael are keeping Kol HaTorah Kula, everything. They're being Mekayim every mitzvah of Kusa Shoyud. However, they're doing it without Simcha. They're doing it without the right Kavanas. They're doing it without the right attitude. They're doing it without the proper joy in Avodas Hashem. And that's why the Gemara says, Amav the Aretz, Am Rav Yehuda Shalei Baruch Hu BaTorah Tchila. They did the Torah. They didn't have a Geshmak. They weren't interested. Let's make a bracha on that. I don't enjoy it. They didn't have a cheshik to go along with the Torah and mitzvahs. So the Teichacha of the Chukaisai says, "Imichukaisi tilechu." Then by the Tefachah it says, "Imichukaisi timasu maus." You're not interested in doing it. At the end of the Tefachah it says, "Yanu v'yan." Why does all this happen? It says the Torah, because you were maus in my Torah, you were maus in my mitzvahs. So that is the Tefachah of Michukaisa. The Tefachah of Kisavoy, it says over and over, "Tishmar lasis." Literally, Klaish are not physically keeping the mitzvahs. Well, the one in the Chukaisai, who's the one that says the Chazal say that was told to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can know this Yid is doing everything and the outside looks great. Hashem says, sorry, he's not keeping anything because it's empty. It's lacking inside. There's no lave to the Torah mitzvahs. The one in Kisavai, Maish Rabbeinu says it. He could see someone who's not doing Torah mitzvahs. Sisal is not keeping it. The Mela, the Torah in Parshat Tzav is saying like this. Someone who hears the Tzav of Kisavoy, which is all about this, are you keeping it or not? And he'll say, oh, I'm going to keep it, but in my heart, I'll be doing it without a cheshek. You want me to go through the motions? I'll go through the motions. Because someone who just hears about the Tzav of Kisavoy might think, oh, that's all it's about. There's no mention of Kisavoy about getting punished because you didn't do it internally properly. He said, I'm doing all the mitzvahs. So this Shalom, my heart is okay what I'm thinking, as long as I'm doing the actions on the outside. So Hashem says, no. The Rav Tzaboy called Allah Ksuba Sefer, as I'm referring not to the one in Gisavai, referring to the one in Parshas Kukaisa. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking mainly for the lay, for the simcha. Do Torah, do mitzvahs, but do it with simcha atzuma. Be so happy that you're able to go along and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dovin HaMagid has a very famous mashal with somebody arrived at a hotel room and he asked the bellboy to please bring in his suitcase. And he went up to the room and you see that a few minutes later, 20 minutes later, the guy comes in all schwitzing, sweating with his suitcase, places it down. He looks so exhausted. He tells the bellboy, you brought me the wrong suitcase. That wasn't my suitcase. You mixed it up with someone else's. How do you know? Take a look. He says, I know. My suitcase was filled with $100 bills. You brought in a suitcase from the way you're sweating that's filled with rocks. So this Baruch Hu says, if you are exhausted and upset and in a bad mood because of my Torah and mitzvahs, that's not Torah, that's not mitzvahs. I heard from my brother-in-law, Rav Menachem Tendler, told me, I've heard from him a number of times, his father, Rav Yosef Tendler, is a friend of the Bracha, Chatzak of Bracha from Shivas Ner Yisrael. He used to tell his children all the time, whenever they were having a hard time, he said, the hard time is you, but the hard time is not the Torah mitzvah. You're having a hard time of learning, you're having a hard time with the sugya, you're having a hard time with this, you're having a hard time with that. It is not Torah, and it is not mitzvahs. The Racheh Nachinoyam, the way to know if you're really being Isaac and Torah is if it's dealing with the Geshmak. If it's with the Geshmak, you know that the Torah and mitzvahs. But if the Torah is without Cheshek, then unfortunately, something's wrong with you, but it's not the Torah, because the Torah itself is essentially sweet. You know, the Gemara learns halachas from Drachar Dachinoyim, Hilchas Yibum, and Hilchas Lulav Ve'estrig. It's mamish, is poshted by Chazal, that the Torah has to always be sweet and pleasant. There are difficult times, but with a pleasantness to it. The Dubin HaMagid says, we know there are mitzvahs, but some mitzvahs are very complicated, very hard. Shmirah Shabbos? He says, yeah, it depends on what your attitude is. People are willing, let's go back to the opposite of the foreign muscle of the Dubin HaMagid. People are willing to carry heavy loads. They know they're going to get paid well at the end of the day. People are willing to go with the great distances. It's totally in your attitude. If you have a geshmak and something, you'll do it. He brings an interesting medrash. Medrash says, Loi b'shamayimi, right? The whole lopsukim. Yadavra, yeah. It says loi neflesi, loi rechayki. The medrash says loi neflesi mimcha. Says the medrash, loi neflesi mimchahi. If you find that it is neflesi, if it is rechayki, you find the Torah is too difficult. Mimchahi, the problem is you. Loi neflesi mimcha. He mimcha. The problem is coming from you. Kachi darkeshol Torah. Pas the melach toichal. Simple bread. Simple drink, a very, very simple bed. Very, very simple. But if you have the right attitude, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, you can mamish still have a geshmak about it in the olam hazeh. That's why the Torah, before Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah says, Sheshet Yom Tavid. Don't just jump into Shabbos and expect it to be easy. It'll be too hard for you, Shabbos. But if Sheshet Yom Tavid, all week, all 6 days, you invest with the proper Torah Dik and Mahalik, with the proper Ashkoch and Amun and Bitochin the whole week, then when it comes to Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos will be easy to keep. Here another muscle from the Dubin and Margaret. Somebody gave money to a tailor. And he said, I want you to sew for me a beautiful, beautiful garment. The tailor comes back at the end of the week and says, I have three garments for you. I made from that. What you gave me, I gave you three garments. The guy says, sorry, it's not what I wanted. If you made three garments, obviously it's lesser quality. You obviously went cheap on the money I gave. You made three cheaper garments. I wanted one beautiful garment. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you find that you're working so much and you're producing too much and more and more and more and more, it's not real Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem should be, doesn't have to be overdone. You don't need any overkill. Hashem doesn't need extra thing. My Shvagar Alpha told me, his father used to say that there's a reason why Krumkeit rhymes with Krumkeit. You have to check. The Achrayim say, the Bali Musa say, Mr. Sharon says, Kol Chumbatzar Vedika. I don't remember. What are the Bali Musa? Kol Chumbatzar Vedika. What's it coming from, this Chumah? There's a Medrash in Parshas Emor on the Pasuk Shari Kesa Ve'ez. So the Medrash brings our Pasuk in Navi. Hashem says to Chai Yisrael, Mahal Yisicha, why do you feel exhausted? Why do you feel worn out from Taira? Something's wrong with you if that's how you feel. Why do you feel like I'm trying to overwork you? That's not what I'm trying to do. And the Medrash says, Amrav Yehuda Rav Simon, Amrav Kodesh Baruch Hu, Asar Mini Behemoth Masad Al Chav. There's 10 types of kosher animals. There are 10 kosher animals, 3 kosher behemoths, 7 kosher chayas. Shloisha B'Shuscha, 3 of them are within reach. The 3 domesticated animals are available. The Shiva Inam B'Shuscha. 7 of them are out in the woods, out in the jungle, hard to get a hold of, out on the savannah. Shloisha B'Shuscha, Shor, Sekhavim, Vese'izim. Cattle, sheep, and goats. Domesticated. Those are 3 kosher animals. The Shiva, Einon, and the 7 that are not in Yerushus. What are the 7 that are not in Yerushus? The list of the 7 chayes, Ayel, Tzvi, Yachmor, etc. So the Baruch says, what did I ask you to bring for a carbon? Your carbon is always requested to be the 3 kosher animals. Why? To make it easy for you. 1 second. So there are mitzvahs that are out of reach? No. The Medrash is coming and teaches that all mitzvahs are within reach. Karav elecha hadavar moed. If a mitzvah feels like it's too difficult, it's too beyond, then there's something wrong. There are mitzvahs which can be difficult. They're not too difficult. They're within reach, they're within your capability, and you can do it with pleasantness. That's what the Kaddish Rav was telling us. Ma'ali sicha. What have I given you that's too tough? There is nothing which is too tough for you. Yiddishkeit is drocheho darchi noyam. It's pleasant. All her ways. The Chol Nesivei says Shalom. It always brings the Shalom. And if you find that your Yiddishkeit is stressing you out, then you have to change something about yourself. Because the Torah is pure. The Torah is good. The Torah is stressless. Stress-free. Because Baruch Hu should help us. We should hear the words of the Navi and heed his words and internalize everything our Kaddish Baruch Hu does for us. Ma'asisi l'chol. Pay attention to all I've done for you. But I don't request anything difficult from you back. So the Baruch Hu has things to request back from us, things which are karoy, which are easy, which are within reach, which are within our capabilities to do. The Shabbos.